You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Hi, this is Lee Baucom. Welcome to the Save the Marriage Podcast. This is the podcast and video series designed to help you build and restore your relationship no matter where you're starting from. Sometimes people are tuning in and they've just gotten married, but they want to miss all the problems along the way. Other people are more at that very crisis-oriented place where they're not even sure if they can continue on. Either way, I hope that you find some help so that you can restore your relationship or build your relationship into something that's outstanding. Right now, we're in the midst of a series on what I call the immutable laws of marriage. What are immutable laws? Laws that you only violate at your own expense. If you violate them, it may not come and get you right now. It may be something that takes a while, but over time, the damage done by violating the law catches up with you. Now, sure, there are some marriages that will violate one or more of the laws that I'll state, and they still stay together. The question is, are they having the quality of relationship they would like, or are they finding themselves stuck on those same issues repeatedly and they can't find a way through it? Usually, if a couple is stuck on an issue, they're going to find that somewhere along the way, they're missing some piece of these laws and they're still finding themselves caught because they're violating these laws. I've designed this knowledge base so that you can say, wow, wait, that's what I'm doing wrong. Now, how do I change and get to a new place? Sometimes it's simply a mindset shift. And today is one of those mindset shifts. Hard to say. What I mean by that is, I want to give you a new perspective on how to think through things that is perhaps a little more realistic. Sometimes I think we have an idea because we're looking at marriages in the mirror. And what we do is we compare our own marriage to what we see of other marriages. So many times people will come in and they'll tell me about their friends' marriages. The funny thing is, when I was in practice as a therapist at a small office, I was surrounded by the same community. They came from pretty much the same social groups all to my office. And so many of them would tell me about how they so much wish they had a relationship like, and they would name a couple. What they didn't know is I had seen that couple or was currently seeing that couple, and they were having issues too. But they were comparing the outward look of a relationship with what they knew of the inside of their relationship. Always a dangerous proposition, because when we get to that comparison, we're only looking for what people will show. It's kind of like Facebook. If you look at your Facebook feed, it looks like all of your friends are doing great. They might tell you about some other people who aren't doing so well and they want to help them out, but they're doing great and they're doing all these exciting things. But then you're aware that what's going on in your life isn't so exciting, doesn't feel so great. You might forget that what you're showing on your feed is the same stuff they're showing, the good stuff, the pretty kids who are scrubbed clean. What we often find out along the way is those pictures aren't really reflecting what's going on in our lives, and it's true with our marriages. So what is this immutable law that I keep talking around today? The immutable law that I want to talk about, number three, is that all marriages have issues. 100% of marriages and people have issues. I want you to hear that clearly. 100% of the people in a marriage and the marriage itself have issues. The question is not whether there are issues. The question is whether you work through those issues and whether you accept the issues in your spouse and find some ways of dealing with them. A lot of times we humans are fixated on the faults. We look for the fault, the bad stuff, the negatives. A lot of times when I'm answering the questions in my VIP program, people will write me about their situation and I'll read it. And the first thing that I'm very aware of is that they are more than happy to tell me what's wrong with their spouse. They're more than happy to describe all of the shortcomings of their spouse, all the places where their spouse has failed the relationship, all the places where their spouse has failed life, and hardly a mention of where they have fallen short, of where they might need to change. Just earlier today, I was answering an email by someone who said, you know, I was buying your material some time ago. I got your Save the Marriage system several months ago, and I really didn't put to much use because things seemed to be working out. But now I realize that there are some problems. Now, I don't know whether I should even work on it because I'm resentful for what's going on in the relationship. I'm resentful what my spouse isn't doing, and you're just telling me that I need to work on the relationship. And I wrote back and I said, you're right, because you're the one who's ready to work on it. And if you're ready to work on it, you can either be stuck in your own level of resentment and anger, or you can recognize that we all have these places where we fell short. This law is all about the "it isn't fair" little pattern that we play in our heads. We all have this novel running through our head that we write. And we're great script writers. It's a great film. If Hollywood would make what goes on in our own heads, the scripts that we write are magnificent. And we are the protagonist. We're the hero, where everything else is falling around us. But in reality, we have our places of growth. Our spouse has places of growth. Our relationship has places of growth. So there is 100% chance that 100% of the people listening to this podcast or watching this video have issues in their own lives. It's 100% chance that the spouses of the people watching the video or listening to the podcast have issues in their life. And it's 100% chance that the marriages that are watching this have issues in their marriage. That's what life is about. That's what we all have. In fact, the scariest thing for me is when people say to me, I have no issues. I've already done my personal work. I've gone to therapy. I've done coaching. I'm all through with that. That's when I know that they have a blind spot. I'm much more willing to accept the words of somebody who says, wow, I know the places I've fallen short. I know where I need to step up. A little earlier, I was looking at another email that was coming through my VIP program, and this person was writing the apology letter that I recommend, and they were using the formula that I give. And in that formula, I have the person really do some soul searching to really get down to the places where they fell short. Now, this apology letter is not to take full responsibility for everything that has happened in the marriage. It is to take responsibility for how they've contributed to where the marriage is. So this person was writing and talking about the fact that when they started the letter, they knew that there were some issues that they had. They knew that there were some issues their spouse had, but they really thought that the spouse was the one who ought to be writing this apology letter. And then they started writing the apology letter. What he told me was that he felt shame for the role he had played. He felt guilt for all the places where he had fallen short. And he was realizing how much damage he had created in the relationship that he had not been willing to look at. It's a painful place for all of us to be aware of how we've contributed to a painful place for somebody else. But the fact is that that's what frees us up. Once we recognize that 100% of us and 100% of our spouses and 100% of our marriages have issues, then the question is not, do I find another relationship that has no issues? Can I find a spouse that has no issues? Can I somehow pretend I have no issues? But can I lay out a course of how I will work to deal with my issues and how I will work to deal with the issues in our relationship? There's only one course that you can't work out. And that's how your spouse is going to have to deal with your spouse's issues. Interestingly, that's often where people start with me. They tell me all about what needs to change in their spouse and how can they convince their spouse to change a certain way. How can they get their spouse to be different? And whenever we're at that point, we're looking at the shortcomings of the other person and missing where we could step in for ourselves. I believe that life and marriage is all about realizing and recognizing where we have control and where we don't have control. And where we have control to do all we can to make the changes, to make the positive places, to grow into a new place, to bring the relationship to a new place. And where we don't have control, we don't tend our attention. So if you see some place where your spouse ought to change, recognize that there's an issue there. We all have them. And see if you can work on empathy. So one of the undergirding pieces of this is that we all have a place where we fall short. We all have places where we could do better. And if we recognize that we do and our spouse does, then we can give empathy, we can give forgiveness, we can give understanding. Now, that doesn't mean we allow ourselves to be walked all over. I do believe that one of our issues that we all work on in our own lives is setting clear boundaries and expectations, and finding ways of bringing that into the relationship so that our relationship grows there. A relationship can't grow without people being real, without people being vulnerable, and without people saying what they really need in their life. That's often one of the issues in relationships, that people aren't clear about what they want and what they need. So they have two people who are withholding what they want and need. And I can guarantee you, if you're withholding what you want and need, you're not going to get what you want and need, and the relationship is going to suffer. So every relationship has issues. And even as you work to fix them, you'll find that there are others along the way. That's the state of life. That's what happens throughout our lives. I truly believe that these issues are our growth opportunities. They're not things to hide. They're not things to pretend aren't there. They aren't things to quash and get out of our lives, but to learn and grow. After you get through one issue, I promise you there'll be another opportunity for you to grow and develop. After your marriage gets through one issue, I promise you there'll be another opportunity for growing and developing. The myth is, if you just get out of this marriage, you'll find one that doesn't have these issues. That's the problem with this law. If you believe that a marriage should be without issues, you'll just look for the next one, believing that it won't have issues, only to be surprised when the issues develop there. So let me repeat, 100% of relationships have issues. 100% of the people watching or listening to this have issues. 100% of their spouses also have issues. In a relationship, somewhere around 50% either choose to tackle those issues or put up with them. I choose to push people to tackle them. I don't know what the percentage is of people in their own lives that deal with their issues, but I do know this. You're here to make a difference. And one way to do that is to say, yeah, I've got some issues, and I'm not going to allow that to get in the way of my efforts to deal with the issues in our marriage. I'm going to use those as growth points. I'm going to use these as chances to thrive. Every issue is within itself an obstacle to teach you a lesson. It's not there to teach you a lesson, but it's an opportunity to teach you a lesson. Take that opportunity, grow to somewhere higher, somewhere better, bring that to your relationship. Recognize that the issues are going to be in your marriage, but you can move beyond them and find a marriage that thrives. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.